Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Firstly, with investor fear of missing out. And secondly, the three keys for markets this week. So firstly, we think FOMO is making a return to markets. Investor sentiment has seen a sharp increase in the past 6 weeks. According to our proprietary indicator, this is now at the highest levels in nearly 2 years. And is a contrarian flashing yellow warning sign. It's the first sign of investor FOMO or fear of missing out, with the indicator surge being driven by large performance chasing fund inflows. So we think this will test the twin bull market pillars this quarter. First quarter earnings season starts on April the 12th. And June is set for the first ECB and Fed interest rate cuts. Markets are clearly due a breather or a small 5% pullback. And this surge in investor sentiment just adds to our conviction here. But with the fundamentals still strong and cash on the sidelines, it absolutely shouldn't be feared. Our second topic is the three keys for this week, namely data, earnings, and oil. So on the data side, Wednesday, we have European inflation, which will come in at about 2.6%. That'll be a 6 month below 3%. And I think keep us on track for an ECB rate cut in June. We also on Friday have the US payrolls reports. We're looking for under 200,000 new jobs, a slowdown from last month. And again, keeping us on track for a June cut. Secondly, very light earnings week. We've got Paychecks, Levi's, BlackBerry, ConAgra, but really just building up to the start of first quarter earnings season a week on Friday, April the 12th with JP Morgan, with reassuringly low expectations on both sides of the Atlantic, which I think will be easy to beat and continue the sort of strong first pillar of this rally. And secondly, oil prices, which have seen a bit of a stealth rally back to $85 on Brent. We've got the OPEC monitoring meeting on Wednesday. And I think the outlook is going to be continued supply restraint, even as demand keeps building in the background and oil prices probably just continuing to grind higher. So that's it. Please like and subscribe. Go to eToro Plus to see the research and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.